We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good Memorial Day morning to you all out there. Thank you for joining us today. It's 8:07 at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, and also 106.3WORD.com, and 101.5 FM in Anderson and 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca. We've got the Upstate covered for you, my friends, and thank you for joining us today. Jimbo in for Tara today. She returns tomorrow. And I think everybody's back tomorrow, as far as I know. So there are a couple more times in June, I think, that I'm Bobby Mack. I know I'm Bobby Mack going into and coming out of the 4th of July, but my national identity crisis continues to strike home here. The latest to open back up, by the way, Ritzy Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, California. And it must have been truly heartwarming to witness the parade of Maseratis, Mercedes, Ferraris, and Rolls-Royces. Although I do have to wonder, does Gucci make a face mask? I don't know. Also, we were talking a bit about return of major sports. And the NFL, of course, is planning to return. They're going to do so 2020 style. In addition to the pads, helmets, and all the rest, the new season's protective gear may include a modified face guard to include elements of a face mask, perhaps built on the principles of the surgical or N95 material, coupled with the clear plastic shield some players are already wearing. Some of them even have tinted shields, like in their limousines. So I don't know. Would breathing on the quarterback cost you 15 yards? I'm thinking maybe. I could be wrong, but I'm thinking that maybe into the new season, breathing on the quarterback would be a 15-yard penalty. So, be that as it may. We have, of course, our various divides in this country, divides over the notion of what to do about foreign policy and domestic policy, the extent of government intervention in our lives, partisan divides. There are other divides that, for the moment, I believe, cut across partisan lines. As far as I know, there's nothing partisan about this, but it is a big divide, and this is Memorial Day, and we might as well get right down to it. Ketchup or mustard? Big deal for a lot of people. Ketchup or mustard? I will make a confession right here and now. Jim Bohannon at 9 minutes past 8 o'clock on Memorial Day morning of 2020. On a hot dog, I put ketchup and chopped onions. Boo! Hang him! Boo! I like it. I will be honest with you. I am the world's foremost authority on what I like. And I like that. I don't dislike mustard. But I like ketchup and minced onions on my hot dogs. Now, I know that in many circles, this would get me disinvited to parties, okay, if this were commonly known. Well, I guess it's commonly known now. Went and opened my big mouth. But for the record, this is a survey that was taken some time ago. Here are the most popular condiments. First for hot dogs, okay? Mustard, chosen by 72% of respondents. Now, obviously, there's some overlap here. Some people put on more than one thing. For hot dogs, the most popular condiment, mustard, 72%. Ketchup, 59%. Onions, 51%, and relish, 47%. Okay. Compare that, contrast that with burgers, where the most popular condiments are ketchup, 71%, onions, 64%, mustard, 50%, and, oh, heaven help us, mayonnaise, 48%. Oh, and now people are lighting torches. Mayonnaise, what? I'm just curious how you feel about this. Goodness knows, we argue about everything else. I suppose we might as well argue about what to put on these things. Let's face it, later today, many of you are going to be facing this very choice. We're having people over, what do we offer? Do I even set mayonnaise out, or will I be considered oh so gross if I even offer that option? Or conversely, if you're going to somebody's place, to be socially distant, of course, and you'll be eating your hot dog or your burger through your mask, we know, blah, blah, blah. But do I, even though I like ketchup, will I, just to make my friends think I'm cool, will I be using mustard on my hot dog? I would not do that, by the way. My friends know who I am. And they know that there's no hope of reforming me, okay? But I'm just curious about this. 1-800-347-1063. Where do you stand on this great divisive subject? Mustard or ketchup? 1-800-347-1063, the Ingalls Advantage talk line, or the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. There are other things also that are, frankly, I don't know, they're just kind of stupid rules. They're kind of stupid rules. And I don't know what to tell you, but here are some of these stupid rules here. Steak should never be ordered cooked more than medium rare. Baloney. I don't like rare steaks. I like them cooked about medium well. But you'll hear that rule. Steak should never be ordered cooked more than medium rare. Oh, here's one. This will flip some people out. I don't even do this. Don't eat French fries with mayonnaise. Okay, I have done it, and I must say they taste pretty good. I prefer ketchup, but that's another rule. Why? Because some snot-nosed elite said that you shouldn't. That's why. If you like French fries with mayonnaise, I say go ahead. Here's one that I hadn't even heard before, but it's supposedly a rule. Adults shouldn't drink milk. I don't know. Never put ice in wine, even on a hot day, even if it's a cheap bottle of rosé. Really? No ice in wine? Okay. Another rule that is commonly heard, no cheese on seafood, including when it's mixed with pizza. Really? Some of these I haven't even heard. Okay, well, this one, I can buy this. Don't eat a burger or a pizza with a knife and a fork, especially if you're the mayor of New York. Yes, well, that's true. I'll buy that. And milk should be poured into a cup before tea, if in fact you serve your tea with milk. Again, as I say, I had not heard some of these, but the standing thread of truth that runs through all of these seven is that these are arrogant people who are telling other people how they should eat, and they have no business doing so, in my humble opinion here. Let's see here. Texter says, I knew something was wrong with you, Jimbo. It's not the only thing wrong with me, but it's one of the big ones here. Okay. All right. We'll come back. We'll talk some more about this because, let's face it, later today, many of you are going to have to do this. There'll be get-togethers, even with social distancing and all the rest of that. Mustard or ketchup and other such rules of the day. Goodness. Jimbo for Tara, 1-800-347-1063, the Ingalls Advantage talk line. And look at that. We are now at 7, make it 8:15 on this Monday morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, boy. It's 8:20 on Memorial Day morning. Did I open up a can of worms admitting that on my hot dogs I put ketchup and diced onions? No one's taken exception to the onions yet, but a number of you have taken exception to the ketchup. Let's just see what people are texting out there on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line of 71307. 71307. Let's see what we got here. Mustard, kraut, onion, slaw, and relish. I'm assuming this is hot dog here, not burger. The texter just simply says mustard, kraut, onions, slaw, relish. This is not a major pet peeve of mine, but I don't like to put so much on the meat that I can't taste the meat. Okay. Now, what the texter has mentioned here, I can live with that, mustard, kraut, onion, slaw, and relish as a taste combination, although it does boggle the imagination. However, I don't think I'd put them all on at once. I'd like to taste the meat. Okay, here. Let's see. I do all three at the same time. Blasphemy. Oh, yes, blasphemy, certainly. The texter is a terrible human being, obviously. Okay, texter says, oh boy, another one coming out of the closet here. I prefer mayonnaise on my hamburgers and my hot dogs, chili on both as well, Jeff in Greer, who even identifies himself. So if you know Jeff in Greer, and you're going to be seeing Jeff in Greer later today, it's mayonnaise on his hamburgers and his hot dogs as well as chili, mayo and chili. Even I have not tried that, but I might. Texter says, add bacon and a fried egg on my burger. I like that. Bacon and a fried egg. I've not done it, but I like it. Bacon and a fried egg on my burger. Going to jot that one down. Detroit's Coney Island hot dogs are the best. That sounds like a contradiction in terms. Detroit's Coney Island hot dogs. But okay, I'm just taking notes here. I'm learning. Let's see. Texter says, or both. Horseradish. Good question. Horseradish. A little horseradish goes a long way, is my experience, but I can see that. Another texter. Mustard, mayo, and ketchup. Oh, the trifecta. Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. 823 at 1063 WORD. Okay, here. We like ours medium, medium well. It tastes better. Cold, raw, bloody meat does not taste good. That's true. In regards to the temperature thing, I don't think anybody likes cold meat, but certainly cold, raw, bloody meat, especially not. But I think usually the choice is between rare but warm, or even warmer than warm, versus medium well or well done and warm. But cold, not as a general rule, I don't think. Oh, here's a texture for you. Onion, tomato, lettuce, and tartar sauce with grilled chicken makes a great sandwich. True. Yeah, I could see that. Let's go over that again. You start out with your grilled chicken, all right? And you add onion, tomato, lettuce, and tartar sauce. Yeah, I'll buy that. Okay, texture says, I remember Gramps saying, I only cook steaks rare and burnt. Looking back, what a way to get out of grill duty. Yeah, that's true. Rare and burnt, yeah. Oh, here's a texter who with a sense of perspective. If it wasn't for our brave veterans who sacrificed their lives, we wouldn't have a choice of mustard or ketchup. So I'm just happy that we have a choice. Well put indeed, yes. I'm with you all the way in that regard here. We would have been eating Wiener Schnitzel or sushi, I guess. Those would be our choices, probably. Just to throw in a political thought here, there's only one rule set in stone: don't vote for a leftist. Okay, got it. Another texture, in all capital letters with an exclamation point, slaw. You know, I like coleslaw, but I've never put it on something. I could see that on a, I guess I could see it. I'm going to try that. I'll put that down. Okay, I got to try that. Slaw. Okay. I mean, I usually get it anyway. I just, it's off to one side. So stick it on the burger or the hot dog. Texter says, you be you, Jimbo. Yes, yes, indeedy. Well, I got to be me. Okay, Texter says, what about chili? Yeah, oh yeah, chili, sure, for sure. I've done that. You know, my problem with chili, it messy. I almost always dribble, unless I'm eating over something or I'm outdoors where I don't care. Or, you know, it's on the deck, but I can kick it off with my foot. Putting chili on something, not good for me. Okay, hot dog, ketchup, and slaw, baby. Okay, hot dog, ketchup, and slaw. Okay. I'm not sure about that one, but I'll have to try it. Okay, another texter says, has to be Duke's Mayo. None of that fake Yankee Hellman's, please. I've heard that come up here before. Duke's Mayo, yeah, okay, here. I mean the mustard and one of those options, says another texter, clarifying a previous text. People from Michigan think everything is better there. Yes, I know some people from Michigan, and you're correct. That is a major flaw on their part. That is quite correct here. Let's see here. What else we got at 8:27 here? Well, rare and mid-rare is pretty dang cold and bloody in the center. Rare and mid-rare is pretty dang cold. I don't know about this dang cold thing. No, but bloody in the center? Yeah, that's been my experience, not my choice, but yeah, but where's this cold come from? I don't get that. Yeah, that's true. Another texter reminds me, as Dirty Harry said, no one eats ketchup on a hot dog. So was that ketchup or was that mustard? I have to admit, in all the excitement, I've kind of lost track myself, but now you got to ask yourself one question. Do I like ketchup or mustard? Well, do ya? Punk? Good question. Texter says, Jimbo, mustard, ketchup, and mayo are the ingredients for Mickey D's sauce. Really? You know, I always wondered what the Mickey D's sauce was. Mustard, ketchup, and mayo. Okay. You learn things on this program. That's something that you can keep and use here. It would only be sauerkraut, according to the other text message. Another texter says, mustard, chili, and onion on all beef hot dog. Oh, that's another issue I'm going to be bringing up. What kind of hot dog? Yeah, we'll be talking about that a bit later on here. New York City Sabret hot dog vendors will charge you forever, or change you forever, natural casing beef dogs with your favorite toppings young. Okay. Another texter, hot dog, chili, mustard, and slaw. Goodness, you people are creative today. I grew up in Michigan. No Hellman's, please. Okay. Wow. Now, I want to know how much this crosses partisan lines here. Are we talking Democrat versus Republican? I think not. All right. Let's see here. Growing up in Cleveland, I'm used to the old municipal stadium, and they had the best stadium mustard to put on hot dogs. You can't ordered online, you will never eat a hot dog without it again. Okay, hot dog with chili and nacho cheese. Thank you. All right, well, more to come here. Gee whiz, you people are adamant about this. This is Jim Bohannon in for Tara today. Mustard or ketchup or who knows what? The time on this Memorial Day morning, 8:29. And a good morning to you. 24 before 9 o'clock, it's Memorial Day morning. And, well, I hope it's as Memorial Day-ish as you can make it. Again, friends and barbecue time, that's, or as we like to say, barbecue, but however you pronounce it, these are important things. And I opened up a can of worms, opened up a 55-gallon drum of worms this morning here. Goodness gracious. If you'd like to share your thoughts regarding mustard or ketchup or everything else under the sun. Hey, nobody's mentioned grape jelly yet. Now, I'm not kidding. I have had people tell me on another show that I do, I've had people tell me that they put grape jelly on their hot dogs. I did not make that up. All right. Anyway, you can tell me through the two principal methods, the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, or the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. And, let's just go over a few of the things that are being sent to me here today. Goodness gracious. Hot dog with chili and nacho cheese. Okay. Oh, this is good. Never eat a steak a talented veterinarian could save. I don't really like it. I'm going to steal it. Okay. Hot dogs with mustard, chili, onions, and hot sauce. Okay. Hot dogs with mustard, check. Chili, well, as long as I'm not making a major mess. Onions, check. And hot sauce. A little bit. That hot sauce thing. That hot sauce is not an alternative way to cook, okay, ladies and gentlemen? No. If you're going to cook, use a grill or an oven, whatever. Hot sauce is not a way to cook here. Okay, now here we get specificity. This is a person, I think, who is pretty darn picky here. Ready? The official Chicago dog poppy seed bun, all beef wiener, mustard, diced yellow onion, relish, tomato wedges, two sport pepper, one kosher dill wedge sprinkled with celery salt. Well, excuse me. But it's nice to meet a person who knows what they want. That texter knows what they want. Okay. Can't eat a hot dog with a face with a mask on. Well, that's true. That's true. Both people who are socially distancing and bank robbers have a real problem eating hot dogs. That's very true. Here we go. Now we got into this Michigan thing again. I'm not sure where that came from. People from Michigan think they are smarter than people still in Michigan. Probably right. I must save that line and steal it and use it for some of the people I know from Michigan. Jimbo, blessed decoration day to all. For hot dogs, just wrap a slice of your favorite pizza around your dog. Yum. Okay. You know, there are some people who are saying, what, are you crazy? That works for me. Wrap a slice of your favorite pizza around your dog, your hot dog. I gotta think about that. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Another texter says, the people who put grape jelly on their hot dog or their sausage biscuit probably put Heinz 57 on their filet mignon. Probably. Yeah, that one floored me when I heard that one. Although I will add one that I, in fact, have done. I have done this, and it's good. I have put peanut butter on my hot dog. Yeah, now don't go putting that down until you've tried it, okay? Seriously, peanut butter on a hot dog, I prefer crunchy, is good. I can vouch for that. Grape jelly, not a prayer in the world that I would do that. Think about it. Peanut butter's not bad. Okay, how high does your blood alcohol content have to be to think any jelly on a hot dog is a good idea? Well, I'm with you. Too high. Far too high does your blood alcohol content have to be to think of a jelly on a hot dog as a good idea. Another texter says, I second the Chicago dog. Boy, that was a mighty particular Chicago dog. Oh, and another text on that. The Chicago dog has to be a David Berg brand also. Wow. I'll read that again. There's your official Chicago dog poppy seed bun, all beef wiener, mustard, diced yellow onion, relish, tomato wedges, two sport pepper, one kosher dill wedge, sprinkled with celery salt, and it has to be a David Berg brand dog. Mercy. 19 before 9 o'clock. I hope some of you are getting ready for something special today. It would be a shame if your Memorial Day was not in some way special. I mean, it would just be nice to see people. See them at a distance, whatever. Wave at them from across the room, whatever. But it would be nice. Anyway, just a few of the thoughts that are passed along here today, and we haven't even gotten into the various types of meat. And people are picky about that as well. Again, this is the survey that I quoted a moment ago. These are the most popular condiments. Does not mean that these people are right. It means this is what this survey found was most popular between hot dogs and burgers. For hot dogs, the most popular condiment, mustard, 72%. Ketchup, 59%. Obviously, there's some overlap. For hot dogs, onions in third place with 51%. Relish, 47%. Those are for hot dogs. Now then, for hamburgers, the most popular condiments are ketchup, 71%. Onions, 64%. Mustard, 50%. And mayonnaise, 48%. It's interesting that mayo made the list for hamburgers, but not for hot dogs. Okay. And we haven't even gotten into the various meats. The National Hot Dog and Sausage Council conducted a poll. And that poll showed that if you are, in fact, having a hot dog, that 61% of Americans choose beef hot dogs, 12% choose pork hot dogs, and 7% choose turkey hot dogs. And it can be argued that there's no percentage here given for tofu dogs, but I would argue that you would not have been counted in this survey anyway because it's only for Americans. Okay? But again, from the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, their poll found that if you're talking about hot dogs, 61% of Americans prefer beef hot dogs, 12% prefer pork hot dogs, and 7% choose turkey hot dogs. Okay. For what it's worth. Goodness knows we are such picky, picky, picky people in this country. Unbelievable. Let's see here. Does the Chicago dog also come with Harry Carey giving a bite by bite? Harry Carey. I'll tell you a Harry Carey story in a minute here. The old play-by-play voice of the Cubs, and briefly for the White Sox, and before that, for a long period of time, he was the play-by-play man for the St. Louis Cardinals. But, yeah, exactly. Funny man, Harry. I'll tell you my Harry Carey story coming up in a moment here. Another texter says, clean and simple soubrette sauerkraut and mustards. Okay? All right. We've got more here. Obviously, this is a subject of great interest to a lot of people out there, and it's a day you've got to make up your mind. So stand by for more. Jimbo Fraterra at 106.3 WORD, now on 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca, 101.5 FM in Anderson, and everywhere on the Radio.com app. Well, look at that. Time already, 8:45. Yeah, oh my goodness, here it is, Monday, May the 25th. Where has this year gone? Yeah, second by second it drags by. All right, good to have you with us this morning and checking in. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, and we hear from Barbara in Greer. Good Memorial Day morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Jimbo. I'm so glad you've decided to settle in our area because I just enjoy it so much because you and especially Bobby McLean have such great stories to tell. I have a question and then I have a comment and a question. When I serve hot dogs or hamburgers, I love them better on the grill. I put out everything. I put out mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup. I usually don't put out sauerkraut because I just wasn't raised with that. But and onions and chili, and I just let it. I like it all on mine, so I let other people choose what they want to do.
Good for you.
The question I wanted to ask you is, can you go over your schedule? Because when I can get to bed before 10 o'clock, I like to get up and hear America in the morning. When do you record it, and you know, how do you manage that early in the morning?
Well, there are actually three of me, and we've cloned me, and so that one of me gets up bright early.
I thought so.
No, I have some other duties that I do at late at night, and I prepare both the interview. For those who get up really, really early, even earlier than Tara gets up, I'm on a program that we run here from 5 to 6 a.m. weekdays called America in the Morning, and I do a little funny feature every morning at 5:25 a.m., and then I do a newsmaker interview at 5:35 a.m., and I do those later at night. So.
Okay. I thought you might want to sneak those in because they're very contemporary, and I thought, surely he does not get up that early every morning.
I'll be honest with you. No, I really don't get up that early. You caught me, Barbara. I don't.
Well, I'm fortunate enough to be an early morning person, which works out very well for so many things.
Well, it does. And we got you covered, of course, right here at 106.3. We got the programs for you all the time.
Yes.
Whenever you get up. Yeah.
All the time. Enjoy it all. Well, thank you, and have a good Memorial Day and a good remembrance of many good memories. All right.
It is, absolutely, for all those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. Thank you, Barbara in Greer. She mentioned the stories that I and Bobby Mack like to tell. Of course, we tell stories because we're so anciently old that we have them to tell. But at 7 minutes now, 9 o'clock, I mentioned Harry Carey a moment ago. One of the texters mentioned Harry Carey, the former play-by-play voice of the Cubs, of course, and also the Cardinals for many years. He was briefly the play-by-play voice of the Oakland A's, actually, I think like one season. And very briefly, also the play-by-play voice of the Chicago White Sox. So, an entertaining guy, I got to tell you. Seriously, Harry, just a colorful fellow. He used to catch fly balls. With a fishing net from his broadcast booth. And he would, of course, sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at the seventh inning stretch, all traditions of Harry. When he broadcast the White Sox games, he did so with a partner, Jimmy Pearsall, who was a player who used to play, I forget where all he played, but it doesn't matter. Pearsall once actually hit a home run and ran the bases backwards. That was his 100th home run. But Jimmy, seriously, Jimmy Pearsall had well, some mental issues, and he took, I guess it was lithium, I think, to calm him down. And I actually, because I'm in broadcasting, they let me into their booth one time to watch a couple of innings of their play-by-play. I just sat in the back and watched him. And it was really weird because occasionally, Pearsall, I think, may have been cheating on his medications, because occasionally Jimmy would start to get a little wound up, and then Harry had a signal to bring Jimmy back down. He would squeeze his forearm, and so Jimmy would start getting a little wound up, and then Harry would squeeze his forearm. Mind you, of course, no one can see this except me in the back of the play-by-play booth, and he would squeeze Jimmy's forearm, and Jimmy would start coming back down to normal. And I saw that happen over the course of two innings, I guess three or four times, that Harry had to do that. But yeah, Harry Carey, if you're not familiar, just simply you can Google Harry Carey. I'm sure YouTube has a dozen clips of Harry Carey, but a very talented guy, and I was so glad when the texter brought that up, because yeah, colorful guy, Harry Carey. If you're ever in Chicago, you go to Harry Carey's restaurant. Go to Harry Carey's restaurant. It's very close to those twin corn cob towers, Marina City, the twin corn cobs. If you ever saw, what was the movie? I forget now. Was it Bullet? I forget the name of the movie, but it was the one where Steve McQueen is chasing a bad guy up the spiral parking lot staircase, and going around and around in a circle. It's an exterior, so you're driving up this circle, this constantly turning circle, and they're driving like bats out of hell, and there's a guy coming down, parking lot attendant. Actually, he was really in real life a parking lot attendant, but the guy coming down had on a Superfly outfit, heavy set black fella, and he was my parking lot attendant, and they used him as an extra in the movie. He would regale you with stories of the time that he and Steve were making movies in Chicago. That was the one where the car eventually went into the Chicago River. It was a great movie. Anyway, yeah, making Steve McQueen movies and Harry Carey. A lot of great stories from my time in Chicago. This is Jimbo sitting in for Tara on this Memorial Day morning. We'll come back. We'll chat some more here before it's Vincent time here. And our time at 106.3 is now 4 minutes before 9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.